News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason. Ron DeSanctimonious is no more. Former President Trump retiring the nickname he pinned on the Florida governor now that DeSantis has dropped his bid for the GOP presidential nomination and has endorsed Mr. Trump. It leaves Nikki Haley as the lone challenger to the former president heading into tomorrow's New Hampshire primary. How about those Biden poll numbers? Correspondent Ken Lorman.
The latest Real Clear Politics average of national polls continues to find President Biden's approval rating underwater. The RCP poll found only 40% of those surveyed approve of the job he's doing as president, while 56.2% disapprove. That's a spread of a negative 16.2%.
And in a theoretical matchup with Donald Trump in the general election, at 44.6%, Biden trails Trump by a full 2 percentage points. What was a search and rescue operation, now a recovery mission off Somalia, where a couple of U.S. Navy SEALs were lost at sea 10 days ago. At the time, they were working to intercept a shipment of Iranian weapons bound for Yemen's Houthi rebels.
In a statement, U.S. Central Command says that after an exhaustive search since January 11th, the two Navy SEALs have not been located and their status has been changed to deceased. CENTCOM Commander General Michael Eric Carrilla says, "We mourn the loss of our two Naval Special Warfare warriors and will forever honor their sacrifice and example." The military says that the SEALs were boarding an unflagged dhow from a special operations combat craft off the coast of Somalia when one commando was knocked into the water by high waves and the other immediately jumped in after his teammate. Jennifer King, Washington.
Stock futures higher this morning on Wall Street. Ahead of the opening bell, the Dow futures are up 82 points. NASDAQ futures 86 points higher. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The words you are about to hear are taken from letters sent in by members of the Trinity Debt Management Program.
Dear Trinity, today I'm making my final credit card payment.
Before I came to you, I was in a constant state of anxiety and panic, but now there is hope for my family's financial future.
Working with Trinity made me understand that I'm not alone.
You really do help people.
Your kindness will never be forgotten.
Without Trinity's support, I would not have achieved my lifelong goal of becoming debt-free.
This KHK News Flash, powered by Palm Mortuaries and Cemeteries. Stay active, be healthy, they'd rather wait. A wet winter storm quietly making its way through southern Nevada this weekend. More rain expected today. The National Weather Service predicting today will be the wettest day of that storm system, with up to a half inch of rain on the valley floor, up to 12 inches in the mountains above 7,000 feet. In fact, Lee Canyon reported 2 inches of the white powdery stuff overnight. Expected snowfall today, it could be up to a foot of snow. The resort has gotten 32 inches of snow so far this year. Home prices in Las Vegas have grown by more than five times faster than wages since 2011, and that's a gap that is even bigger statewide. The truckinfo.net study reports that from 2011 to the end of 2022, home price growth easily outpaced wage growth, with Nevada leading the nation with a six-fold increase. The report states that elementary school teachers here in the Silver State have been heavily impacted, with home inflation outpacing their wages by 17.9%. The average price for a home here in the Vegas Valley is now $400,354, an increase of more than $253,000 since 2011. And the road to Super Bowl 58 at Allegiant Stadium continues to narrow, but the bettors, well, they should have lots of money to wager on this weekend's upcoming conference championship games. Local sportsbooks say they got crushed this weekend, with bettors winning big on Kansas City, a winner against Buffalo as a 2.5-point underdog, and Detroit, which beat Tampa Bay 31-23 to cover as a 6-point favorite. Going into the weekend, the favorites, the Ravens and the Niners. Take AM 670 with you wherever you go. Check out our website at 670kmzq.com. Click on that Listen Live button.
This is a St. Jude moment.
Ashton was a high-level athlete, and in an instant, your world flips, and your healthy 5-year-old competitive cheerleader has a brain tumor. And the physician was like, your best option is St. Jude. Receiving treatment that was life-saving for our child and knowing that that treatment would be of no cost to us was a huge weight lifted.
Learn more at stjude.org.
KMCQ on time traffic is powered by Meineke Car Centers. Stop in today and get a synthetic blend oil change for only $34.95.
Overnight accident on the Northern Beltway still being tended to. This is on the Windmill off-ramp as you leave 215 westbound. Again, that is in the Northern Beltway, 215 westbound Windmill off-ramp. All clear early on 15 and 95. Had a pretty serious one, though, on South Las Vegas Boulevard out in front of South Point. That's at Silverado Ranch Boulevard in Las Vegas Boulevard. Eastbound Silverado Ranch still closed down. More rain in the valley today and tomorrow. This afternoon, high temperatures expected to reach the mid-50s. It's 49 right now. I'm Mark Thomas with your on-time traffic and weather on AM 670 KMZQ.
The best way to get something done, if it holds near and dear to you, that you like to be able to... Anyway. America is a nation that can be defined in a single word. I was going to put him...
Check it out!
And Joan, Shingang, I'm going to pass her, Shanga.
Can I just say that of all the idiots, in all the idiot villages, in all the idiot worlds, you stand alone.
Number one! Time is running out!
Ladies and gentlemen, Kevin Wall.
Fun lovers and truth seekers, you have come to the right place. It is live and local for a Monday, January 22nd. Boy, big weekend of sports. We'll talk about that. Big weekend politically. Ron DeSantis has dropped out of the presidential sweepstakes. We're going to be talking a lot about that. And very happy to have on... somebody that is a true patriot up in northern Nevada, Dr. Robin Titus, the new leader of the Republicans in the state Senate, and she joins us. Dr. Titus, good to have you with us.
Well, good morning, Kevin. How are you? It's a lovely rainy morning in Las Vegas Valley.
Yes, it is. Yes, it is. And it's going to continue on into the day. Let me first get the reaction to what we experienced over the weekend. Ron DeSantis saying no mas, and he is out of the presidential sweepstakes. He's going to go back to being the governor of Florida. What did you make of it?
Well, I pretty much saw it coming. I think many people did. He started off great with his campaign, and then it just kind of never really got a lot more traction. And I think it was the right thing for him to do for our country and for his own state. And now we can kind of center on getting through this caucus primary process and then get some people elected to our own state house.
Now, let me ask you, you mentioned the caucus and Karl Rove was on Fox yesterday saying that it is a confusing system. Explain what you understand to be this wonderful thing known as the Nevada caucuses.
Well, it's an unfortunate process that it has gotten so confusing. We've been doing a presidential caucus in Nevada. We have a pretty good history of it, and it was never... we always had about 28% attendance, and that's how we've done it. We didn't have one 4 years ago because Trump was the nominee, and so we didn't officially hold the caucus, but we had the prior three rounds of presidential election years. This year, or several years ago, the Democrats changed the process by passing a bill that none of the Republicans, or many of us Republicans, did not vote for, that put it into a primary process for their benefit. And then it has gone to now this dual system, which is, again, incredibly confusing to the even informed voters, let alone those that have, you know, just voting and never really understand the whole process. So we have not, in my mind, as Republicans, not done a good job educating the voters on what to do. So coming on shows like yours and getting out in front of it, the NVGOP sent out a card to their voters, all Republicans, on what to do about the caucus. I'm telling folks that, indeed, if your candidate is on the primary ballot, vote for them. and drop it off at your clerk's office. I don't trust the mail. But if your candidate is not on that ballot, you vote for none of the above. And in order to vote for now, President Trump, you need to go to the caucus and cast your ballot for President Trump. And we will see what that process is. Clark County has gotten some good sites. For those of you who are listening today, you need to go to wherever your precinct is holding their caucus. You don't have to stay and caucus, which is means discuss. You can simply go in and cast your ballot and then leave. Or you can stay and have some good discussion. So go to the NVGOP website, and you can pull up where your precinct is holding their caucusing, and hopefully folks can participate.
Do you worry that people are going to stay away? They're going to say, you know, especially now that DeSantis is not going to be on the ballot, and that Donald J. Trump, I think, is going to be the lone. Well, no, there are going to be two candidates. One's going to be Donald J. Trump, and the other one is going to be somebody that whose name I just don't recognize. is it possible that the turnout's going to be record low?
It might be, but a couple things that I would encourage to folks to do if you can, because one of the things about the caucus, it's also the precinct meetings. And so if you don't like this process, if you don't like having the dual primary and the caucus, then you need to attend the caucus, because as a precinct meeting, you get to form the actual planks of what the Republican Party does in the state of Nevada. And actually those planks then can be taken to the national convention, and you can form what we really can harp be the beginning of what we stand for and how this process is done. So if you don't like the caucus process, show up at the precinct meeting, then you can get elected to go to your local county meetings. And then from the county meetings, you can be at the state meeting. And it was at the state meeting these decisions are made.
Dr. Robin Titus joining us. Let me just ask you, so your advice for folks is, if you want to vote in the primary, vote in the primary. If you want to vote for none of the above, you can vote for one none of the above. But then to go on February 8th and do the caucus thing.
Absolutely, because, it gives you a voice in the whole decision process. Again, it's more than just casting your vote for the presidential nominee. It is actually deciding what direction your party's going. Did you like the caucus process? If not, come and write your opinion, and that can actually be we call them a plank, the form of our platform. And I think it's important to participate. So by not showing up, then, you don't really have your voice heard in this process.
Dr. Titus, you are the new leader of the Republicans in the state Senate. Talk a little bit about what that's going to mean. It could mean a whole heck of a lot, depending on what happens in the upcoming election.
Boy, Kevin, you said a lot right there, because it's huge. We in the Senate have just one seat that keeps us out of the super minority. For the listeners that may not know what that significance of that is, in Nevada, we, in order to raise taxes, or fees, you have to have a 2/3 vote of the both houses. So even having just one house out of the super minority helps prevent that. And even as important is that we can sustain a governor's veto. Our great governor vetoed 73 bills. I think it's approximately 73 bills last session. 40 of those will be coming back to us the opening day of the next session to sustain it or override his veto. It takes a 2/3 vote to override that veto. We have to stay out of supermajority, or all of the governor's vetoes will be passed. So it's critical. The governor recognizes that. The governor is very engaged. Fortunately, he's been a tremendous advocate for this process. And in the Senate, we're trying to hold a seat that the Dems are coming after. We know this. There's a lot of money. The CNEs, which are financial statements, were due out last week. The Democrats have raised an incredible amount of funds. And so we're working hard with great candidates to stay out of that supermajority. The Assembly is doing the same thing. The Assembly was in the supermajority. So if we lose our seat in the Senate, It's not going to look very good. The assembly folks are working really hard to pick up some seats. So, again, it's a team effort here.
What are some of the races that you're going to be looking at, some of the ones that, you're kind of zeroing in on?
Well, there's five races for the Senate Republicans that we certainly have focused on. I mentioned Senator Buck. That's in the Senate District 5. The Democrat challengers have already endorsed a candidate, and the name fails me, but the reality is Senator Buck has done a great job in the Senate seat, and she needs to be retained. As we've come on the show before, and we've talked about the redistricting and gerrymandering that the Democrats did during the redistricting, they did this on purpose for things like this so that they could get back in the supermajority. Senator Bucks was one of those races. Ours is still up 2% there, but it's going to be close. So anybody that can be out there to help, we need Senator Buck to be reelected. The next really big one is going to be Senate District 11, currently held by Dallas Harris, Senator Dallas Harris. The governor has gone out and found a wonderful candidate in Lori Rogich. That's a 6% district.
Well, we may have just lost Dr. Robin Titus. We will take a quick break. And then we'll hook up with Dr. Titus. Stick around. More to do as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
The revolution is being broadcast. Wayne Allen Root, this afternoon, 3 to 6 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
I just moved here, and now I have to get permission from a licensing board before I can even get a job, and I need 1,600 hours of training before I can apply for the license? How am I supposed to do that and pay for rent?
According to data from the Institute for Justice, the state of Nevada has the most burdensome licensing laws for low-income professions than any other state in the nation. Hair braiders, landscapers, even shampooers have to undergo hundreds or even thousands of hours of training and pay hundreds or thousands of dollars in licensure fees before they're allowed to work in the state, even if they're already licensed somewhere else.
How does it cost so much to just get a job?
Visit NevadaPolicy.org to learn more about the way unnecessary licensure requirements are burdening working Nevadans. This has been a public service announcement from the Nevada Policy Research Institute, a 501c3 nonprofit.
Hey, fellow business owners, Kevin Wall here, and I've got a game changer for you. When it comes to your team's safety and your business's success, think Blue Sky for workers' compensation insurance. Blue Sky Insurance is a locally owned and operated independent insurance brokerage focused on solving your small business insurance needs. You know that accidents can throw any business owner a curveball. But if you work with Blue Sky, you can consider your bases covered. Owners Steve and Amy Miller will help you with a tailored plan designed to handle the accidents and let you do what you do best, run your business. Whether you've been in business for years or you're just starting out, call Blue Sky today. Do it right now, 702-410-8020, or visit them online at blueskylv.com. Blue Sky Insurance, your partner in workplace safety, 702-410-8020 or online at blueskylv.com. And tell them Kevin Wall sent you.
Pro Price Heating and Cooling has you covered for all your cooling and heating needs. Call 702-742-3310 or go online at ProPriceAC.com to book your appointment. Get your furnace tuned up and ready for winter. Get a 21-point inspection and a flame sensor cleaning for only $49. That's a $130 value for only $49. Make the call, 702-742-3310. We offer Rheem products that are tested, trusted, and tough with a 10-year warranty on parts and labor. For the right price, call Pro Price, 702-742-3310. 702-742-3310. Just let them know we sent you. For the right price, call Pro Price.
Hallo, this is mein Auto. Und this is mein Key. Und there is only one place I trust with mein Key. Mein Key Car Care. They even offer financing options so I can fix now and pay over time. Ooh, I love financing. Und options. Und mein Key.
und American cheese.
Remember, I only trust Meineke with Meineke, your one-stop shop for total car care. See store for details.
Stop in today and get a synthetic blend oil change for only $34.95.
Hey friends, it's Patrick Casale, the MultiCare Group. With the difficulty in finding quality employees to ensure your business thrives, I have a solution for you. Offer employee benefits. Benefits are 100% tax deductible to the employer, income tax free to the employees and dependents, can be used nationally, and are far more robust than any other individual plan being offered. The MultiCare Group can help you obtain affordable quality health benefits. We have access to association health plans that offer multiple options, attractive rates for you and your employees, with national access and the finest hospitals and physicians in United States. Call the MultiCare Group today for your no-obligation quote, 702-396-9449. We have access to all the carriers that offer health insurance, dental coverage, vision care, group life and disability insurance. Allow our relationships to guarantee you the most competitive rates. The MultiCare Group can provide you with all these services, plus we can offer payroll services at the most competitive rates, along with the best workers' compensation programs available in the country. Call Patrick Casale of the MultiCare Group today, 702-396-9449.
Broadcasting live from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, this is Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
We have reconnected with Dr. Robin Titus, the new leader in the State Senate for the Republicans. She was running through the races, four or five races that she's zeroing in on. One, of course, Kerry Buck's race. What were the other races that that you're kind of zeroing in on?
Yeah, my apologies for dropping off in this wonderful world of high tech that we live in. So in addition to Kerry Buck, Senator Buck, this tremendous senator that we have, we also have in Senate District 11 a great candidate that the governor has asked to run, and she's running, and she'll be a tremendous asset in Northern Nevada, or when we get her up to Carson City. Her name is Lori Rogich. She's been very actively. She's an attorney here in the Las Vegas Valley. She's very active as a parent and in the education process, standing up for her kids and kids' rights in the school system, and she'll be a welcomed addition. And then I really wanted to focus on Senate District 15, the northern race. That is really important to hold that seat. The Dems are coming around after it hard and fast. Current sitting Assemblywoman Angie Taylor is running in that race against a tough Democrat in the north. But most importantly, Heidi Gansert, our leader that I took over for, has stepped down as leader. She's staying in the Senate to finish her term, but that's a seat we need to hold. So we're actively interviewing some candidates. We're meeting with a really excellent gentleman on Wednesday. Hopefully he will decide to run. I'm not going to release his name yet because he has not formally announced, and I don't want him scaring away. But the reality is we have to hold Senate District 15. And then the other one that's in play is Senator Hammond's district. Senator Hammond has taken Senate District 18. He has taken a position with our governor's office, and there are three candidates running for that race. One is Josh Leavitt, who is Senator Hammond's has supported. The other one is Assemblyman Richard MacArthur, who is a four-term or five-term assemblyman. And then there's John Steinbeck, who is governor asked to race. And I think they're all stellar candidates, and we will see how that race breaks out.
Want to take you in another direction. Over the weekend, we had a big school choice fair here in Southern Nevada. And a lot of people really excited because it sparked the beginning of National School Choice Week. How close are we as a state to fully embracing school choice?
Well, I think it's something we have to do for the sake of our kids. Our governor has embraced it. We, as Republicans, have embraced it. But it doesn't really matter what political party you are. If you have been a parent, you should embrace it. Because every parent wants their child to succeed to their maximum capacity. And to do that, the parent has to be engaged in it and figure out what their best choices are for the children. I will tell you right now, I'm sitting here in Las Vegas at our kids' house. We have three grandkids, children here, and the oldest one, who's just finishing eighth grade, is looking at going to several different magnet schools that works best for her. And so I think a parent knows what's best for their kids, and being able to decide what school that child goes to is critical, whether it's a homeschool, charter school, magnet school, or whatever school district you live in. I think it's important for the parents to be engaged.
I want to ask you about the teachers' unions that have opposed school choice. Is there any indication that you've been able to glean from either public comments or interaction you've had with them that the Democrats, and in particular the teachers' union, is ready to at least say, okay, we'll try it. We've tried everything else to improve education in our state. Now we'll try school choice.
Well, unfortunately, although talking individually to a teacher, I think they want things to improve. And I came down here early to be on a commission for education and innovation here. That is a statewide commission that was started last session through a bill process. And everybody at the table, which were teachers, educators, superintendents, university system folks, we all want a better education for the children. How we get there is a different process. And it's not, and the, one of the excuses was, well, you know, Clark County's the fifth largest school district in the nation. And my comment was, well, what are the other four larger school districts doing? And let's look at individual things that work and things that don't work, and stop just saying, well, they don't pay us enough. We absolutely do need to support our teachers. And I think that, you know, they'll start seeing that, hey, if you come to a classroom where you feel supported, we want that child to do well. All the teachers want children to do well. We have a different definition on how that's going to work, though. Some teachers do embrace it. Some unions, I feel, or the teachers union in particular, many members just are threatened by it. But I tell them, do a great job. You should be on board with this.
Again, Dr. Robin Titan is joining us, the new leader for the Republicans in the state Senate. Between now and 2025, what will your role be as the leader in the Senate for the Republicans? What will your role look like? What will some of your duties be between now and 2025 when we have the next session?
Well, as I've told the governor, my role is to support him and keep him out of the supermajority so we can continue to support him, or keep us out of the supermajority. So right now I've been in Vegas meeting with candidates. We have a Senate fundraiser tomorrow here in the Las Vegas Valley to help support some of these candidates. Looking at policy, the time to start for policy and bringing our bills forward is now, so that when we first day of session in February of 2015, we have our bills ready, we have vetted them, and we're ready to go to work. So those are the kind of things. Fundraising, getting funds to support these candidates is another major role. And policy. Where do we want to go in the future? How do we get the school choice? We know the Democrats didn't even hear a number of the governor's bills from last session. Picking up seats will make that happen. They'll have to hear his bills. So there's a lot of work to happen.
Looking at the national picture, looking at the presidential race, it's obvious that Nevada is close to maybe returning to red state status. Let me just ask you, what are the issues? And could the presidential race have coattails? Could a huge Trump victory have coattails for some of these other races that you're talking about?
Well, I think that all politics is local. I think in the nationwide, where folks stand for education, you know, as you mentioned, school choice, those are things that bring folks out. A passionate turnout for the individual Senate races would be important. I think in our state last time, obviously it was a very close race, a couple percentage. If people will turn out, there was enough people that stayed home last time that, Laxalt lost by 10,000 votes. If those people had voted, I think Laxalt would have been our senator. So I think the huge thing is that turnout that you mentioned. If there is a true turnout, huge turnout. We thought last session we would have, or last cycle, we would have a huge turnout. There'd be this big wave. Well, it wasn't even a trickle. We were able to get across the board, Governor Lombardo, Andy Matthews, our comptroller, and our Lieutenant Governor Starbuck Anthony, but that on a statewide race. But it's the local races didn't follow, Kevin, and that's what my concern is. We need to make sure that huge turn up and passion for Trump those folks stay in that booth and vote down ballot,